This Thursday and Friday nights, the Knoxville Symphony will present two different concerts during which they will perform all six of Bach's Brandenburg Concerti, along with a few well-known works of Bach transcribed by Leopold Stokowski. And here to talk with me today about these concerts is KSO resident conductor James Fellenbaum. Welcome, Maestro, and thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Melanie.
So let's clarify what's being performed, because it's actually two different programs on each night, right?
That's correct. Each night will begin with two full orchestra transcriptions of famous Bach pieces. First, the Toccata and Fugue in D minor, which was originally an organ composition, which was famously orchestrated by the great conductor Leopold Stokowski. It's the one that you hear in the movie Fantasia. He's also the one that conducts in that movie, so I think a lot of people will be familiar with that. And the second work is not as well known. That is the Chaconne from the second partita for violin solo. And Stokowski also arranged that for very large orchestra, big orchestration, very lush, romantic sounds. And that work is not as well known. It is just as incredible and rapturous and romantic of a work as the Toccata and Fugue. The second half of each of the concerts will feature three of the complete six Brandenburg Concerti. The first night will perform Brandenburg's 4, 3, and 1 in that order, and on Friday night we'll perform 5, 6, and 2 in that order. So if patrons wish, they can see all six Brandenburgs, then they have that ability to do so. Putting all six on one concert, it's just, we would be there for 6 hours. They're just such great compositions. So all six of them will be performed, spread out over two nights.
Let's talk about the Brandenburg Concertos. When did Bach write these and why?
He completed them in the year 1721. He began them about 5 or 6 years earlier than that. And over a series of years, he composed them for various instrumentations. And he was commissioned by the Margrave Christian Ludwig. And Margrave is a military title from the old Holy Roman Empire. You don't see many Margraves nowadays. There's duchesses and kings and princesses and all that stuff. But he was a military official who had finances at his disposal, and he commissioned Bach. And Bach wrote these series of concerti for him. And Bach actually wrote a letter to him, which was very wordy, very old English, flowery, expansive, talking about His Highness in his most royal opinion of music has disposed upon me the commission of such and such and such. And he essentially complimented the Margrave for having a little bit of musical intuition, whereas other patrons may not have in the time. Mm-hmm. So from that, Bach was very complimentary to this Christian Ludwig in terms of his musical knowledge, and therefore presented these concerti to him as a package in 1721. They weren't all written in succession. I believe number 6 was written in 1718. So with all of them being completed in 1721, he probably worked on them in different capacities throughout that time, and then they were presented to him as one commission.
Where and how did they get the name of the Brandenburg Concertos, as opposed to something more generic?
Christian Ludwig was a Margrave of Brandenburg, and that's where the name Brandenburg came from.
What is unique about the Brandenburg Concertos is that each one is scored for a different combination of instruments, sometimes featuring one instrument more prominently than the others. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Certainly. Oftentimes, composers compose for who they have available. Other times they compose whatever instrumentation they wish, and then hopefully they can find the players to then perform it. And I think the case for Bach, there were certain instruments available and certain players that would be available to him or to the Margrave of Brandenburg, and he had them in mind while composing. So the first two Brandenburg Concerti are a little bit more orchestral in nature. Number one has a little bit larger of an orchestral string section. You have a couple of horns, 3 oboes. You have a harpsichord throughout all of the Brandenburg, so that's always anchoring the basso continuo, the bottom of the orchestration. The second Brandenburg Concerto is also a little bit more orchestral in nature, but it has 4 soloists who stand in front of the orchestra and have more prominent solo lines along with the orchestra. There's a solo violin, solo oboe, solo flute, and solo trumpet in the second concerti. So that one's a little bit more of what we think of as concerto, where you have a soloist or soloists in front of the orchestra with the orchestra accompanying them. The first one is a little bit more synthesized in terms of large sounds and small sounds, that kind of thing. The third one and the sixth one are the most intimate, the most miniature. The third one is three violins, three violas, three cellos, one contrabass, and a harpsichord. That's it. It's a very miniature size. Brandenburg Six has two viola solos, two viola da gamba parts, which are usually played by celli, one cello part, a bass part, and a harpsichord. So that's not only a small instrumentation, but it's small and darker. It's all of the lower sounds of the strings. Brandenburg 4 and 5 kind of fall in the middle. They're somewhat medium-sized concerti. Number 4 having two solo flutes and a solo violin, and the fifth one having a solo flute and a solo violin.
I also read that number 5 features the harpsichord prominently, is considered by many to be sort of the first keyboard concerto.
Exactly, because the harpsichord anchors all of the 6 concerti. But in number 5, that's where the harpsichord is really on display, because it's not just a function of the bass line. It then has more virtuosic and melodic usages throughout the concerti, especially in the first movement where there is an epic harpsichord cadenza. It is the precursor of Jimi Hendrix going off at Woodstock. It really is. It just goes and goes and goes, and there's one brilliant technique after another. And yes, it is. It's pretty much like a precursor of the modern concerto for harpsichord.
Who are the soloists who are going to be featured in these concertos?
We have mostly Knoxville Symphony Orchestra soloists. I'm really proud to present them and to feature them in these concerti. We have, starting with the woodwinds, we have Ebony Thomas and Jill Bartin, who are going to be flute soloists. Ebony plays in the 4th and the 5th concerto, and Jill plays in the 4th concerto. Phyllis Sechrist is a solo oboist in the 2nd Brandenburg concerto, and she is one of 3 oboists in the 1st concerto. Gabriel Lefkowitz is also going to be a violin soloist. He plays within the orchestra and also stands in front as a soloist. In the 6th Brandenburg concerto, Katie Gaughan and Unsun Corliss will be the solo violists. And in the 2nd concerto, we also have a guest trumpeter. His name is Ryan Beach. He is the newly appointed principal trumpet of the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra, and we're happy to have him as a guest. And as I mentioned earlier about the harpsichord anchoring all the concerti, we have a very special artist, Michael Unger. He's an assistant professor at the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music, and he'll be performing in all of the Brandenburg concerti.
Will these concertos be performed with a full orchestra, or will you be using a smaller chamber orchestra?
We'll be using smaller forces than the large full orchestra that you'll see in the first half. The first and second concerti usually use a little bit larger string sections. As I mentioned, the third concerto uses only 3 violins, only 3 violas, only 3 cellos, so you'll see a smaller instrumentation for that. And all of them will use slightly smaller forces than the usual full orchestra.
This concert is actually your Masterworks Series conducting debut, correct?
It is.
Well, congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited.
May we see you on the podium for many concerts to come. I've been speaking with KSO resident conductor James Fellenbaum about the upcoming Masterworks Series concert featuring all 6 of Bach's Brandenburg concertos. Once again, the concerts are this Thursday and Friday nights at 7:30 p.m. at the Tennessee Theater. More information is available online at knoxvillesymphony.com or by phone at 291-3310.